الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق ويعطي على الرفق ما لا يعطي على العنف وما لا يعطي على ما سواه كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are aware, humanity and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through a great crisis and a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over the past few weeks, the overriding topic which we have discussed is that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system. That when it comes to a mu'min and a believer, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully advised us, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ He expressed astonishment and surprise and exclaimed that how beautiful is the affair of a mu'min. Every decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every halat, every condition, every test, every ibtila, goodness or difficulty that befalls this believer, kullahu lahu khayr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in everything is good. On the one hand, as I mentioned over the last few weeks, we have been discussing, it is a crisis, it is a test, it is a grave difficulty and hardship that has befallen many of us. But on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this crisis and test, is giving us an opportunity to earn our akhirat, an opportunity to earn our jannat, an opportunity to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an opportunity, wallah, my respected brothers, to wipe the slate clean with regards to our misdemeanors of the past. What is very, very important is that we reflect. Each one of us is an ambassador of Islam. Each one of us is the representative of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. Each one of us is the vicegerent of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to him in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your most perfect role model. He is our example. He is our master. He is our teacher. The greatest teacher was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest da'i and inviter to Islam was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest role model and example in every field of life was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sums this up with a beautiful expression, uswatun hasana. The most beautiful example is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Humanity is in crisis, humanity is in difficulty, humanity is in hardship. For you and I, as the ambassadors of Islam, for you and I, as the representatives of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a great opportunity. A great opportunity to serve humanity. A great opportunity for us to show our akhlaq and our character, to bring people closer to Islam, to connect people with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for this, for our da'wah to be effective, for us to adopt the role and the example of one who is going to bring people closer to Islam, there is an integral condition and requirement. And what is that condition? Uswatun hasana. We have to adopt the system of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reason I am giving this introduction, my respected brothers, is that we observe that unfortunately, today amongst us, to a very large extent, in our character, in our approach, in our dealing with one another, there is an element of harshness that has entered, rigidity, intolerance, looking at one another with a hard gaze, having a hard-hearted attitude towards one another. What is even more worrisome is that this attitude has entered into our dini circles also. In the name of Islam, in the name of deen, we feel that we are protecting Shariat. We are protecting the deen by being intolerant, by being hard, by being rigid. When we weigh this, when we weigh this and compare this with the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the example of our beautiful and noble master Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we see a completely different picture emerging. Unfortunately, when this advice is given, that by as a da'i, as one who is inviting towards Islam, as the ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi said, "Bashiru wa la yassiru, bashiru wa la asiru, bashiru wa yassiru." My Nabi said, "Give glad tidings." He said, "Make deen easy for people. La tu'assiru, don't make it difficult. Don't create nafrat in people. Don't chase people away. Islam appeals to the nature of man. Deen is easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. Present deen in a manner that is easy. Do not be rigid. Do not be hard." When this type of advice is given, unfortunately many of us are of this mindset that na'uzubillah, they feel that the Shariat and the deen is being compromised. Look at seerah. Look at the example of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning. Many, many ahadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does Islam advocate? Islam advocates what we call in Arabic rifq. What is rifq? Being soft-natured. Being soft-natured, being tolerant, being kind, making things easy for others. In fact, when it comes to being soft-natured, many ulama say this is the ruh and essence of deen. Many ulama say that this is the mizaj, this is the temperament of deen. When we talk of mizaj, what does mizaj mean? Beautiful, simple example. If you look at a motor car, car is made up, it's a complex piece of machinery. Sometimes you have a cheap car, sometimes you have a very expensive car. But for that car to run properly, the balancing has to be right. If the wheel balancing is off, then it can be a Toyota or it can be a Rolls Royce. The passengers will not be at ease. It will not run properly, it will cause them taklif and difficulty. Why? The wheel balancing is off. The balance is not there. Like that, ulama kiram say, soft-naturedness, tolerance, this is the mizaj of Shariat. This is the mizaj of deen. In order for there to be balance, in order for Islam to be correctly portrayed, the da'i of Islam, the ambassador of Islam, the teacher of Islam, the muallim of Islam, the representative of Islam, the vicegerent of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. The demand of uswa hasana, of the beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we have to become soft-natured. The verse of the Quran, which I recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to a very, very delicate juncture in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I go into the verse and the translation, unfortunately many of us don't have that munasabat or that link with the Arabic language. Quran is bahrun la sahil lahu. It is a limitless ocean. The gems, the pearls that are contained in Quran, wallah, my respected brothers, we can only cry tears of regret that majority of this ummah has been deprived of the true beauty of Quran. We've got time for everything else, but we don't have time to immerse ourselves in the Quran. The point I am making, if you look at this verse, Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. In many, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning one ihsan, one favor in this particular verse that He has blessed Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Interspersed throughout Quran, Allah has made mention of many ihsanat, many favors which He had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Did we not find you an orphan and we gave you shelter? Wawajadaka dhalan fahada. We found you untutored and we guided and we blessed you with knowledge and with tutoring. Wawajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. We found you poor and we enriched you. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. O my Nabi, we blessed you with kawthar, with abundance. One interpretation refers to the pond of kawthar in akhirat. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not expand your chest for you? Alladhi anqadha alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak. Did we not lighten your burden and your load for you? Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, that was breaking your back, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, and we raised your dhikr, we raised your mention in this world. Wa anzalallahu alayka al-kitaba wal-hikmata wa'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam wa kana fadlullahi alayka 'azima. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, O my Nabi, we revealed the Quran upon you, we revealed wisdom upon you, we taught you that which you did not know. Wa kana fadlullahi alayka 'azima. And the virtues and graces of Allah upon you were so abundant and so great. Throughout Quran, interspersed is mention of the ihsanat, the favors which Allah blessed Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. But nowhere in the Quran will we find an ihsan or favor presented like this. Fabima rahmatim min Allah. In the Arabic language, normally what it should have been? Normally, the verb is brought first. It should have been linta lahum bi rahmatillah. But in changing this, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةً, it was a manifestation of a great abundance of rahmat and mercy from Allah upon you, my beloved. Ajib. The way this verse is introduced, really, if you understood the Arabic language, it is mind-boggling. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةً. Allah says, Allah's rahmat is limitless. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. And Allah says it is a manifestation, a great manifestation, a glaring statement of my rahmat and mercy upon you, my beloved. Allah introduces a particular ihsan and favor like this. This is totally different from alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa or alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak. What is the favor that Allah is talking about? That Allah says it is a manifestation of His rahmat and mercy upon Habib-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Linta lahum. We made you soft-natured. We made you soft-natured. We made your heart soft towards your sahaba, towards your students, towards those whom you are calling towards Islam, towards those whom you are the muallim and the teacher. We made you soft-natured. When was this verse revealed? At a time, wallah, my respected brothers, that demanded anger, that demanded retribution, that demanded harsh-heartedness, that demanded that Rasul-e-Pak should have rebuked the Sahaba. When was this verse revealed? On the occasion of Uhud. What happened in Uhud? It was a test from Allah. The news spread that na'uzubillah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become shaheed. This created panic among Sahaba. Their love for Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such, we can't even imagine it. This is that Jamaat. They were human beings, they made mistakes. There's no doubt about that. Anbiya were only sinless. Besides Anbiya, whether it's a Wali, whether it's a Qutub, whether it is Abdal, whoever it may be, my Nabi said, Kullu bani Adam khataun. He said, every human being makes mistakes. Every human being makes sins. Besides Anbiya, only Anbiya were sinless. Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Besides them, everyone, whether it's a Wali or a Qutub or a Abdal, all made sins. Kullu bani Adam khataun. But the best amongst you is those who make tawbah. When it comes to Sahaba, not only did they make Tawbah, not only did they make Tawbah, but Allah accepted their Tawbah to such an extent that no Nabi got this Basharat that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam got. What Basharat? Kullan, 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 wa'adallahu al-husna. Ajeeb. Allah says, O my Nabi, when it comes to your Sahaba, kullan, without exception, every one of them, Allah takes an oath, they are jannatis. So you and I can't point a finger at them. You and I have to love them, this is part of our iman. You and I cannot question or judge their actions. Allah used them as a means to teach you and I. So in Uhud, many of them made a mistake. What mistake? They abandoned the battlefield, they ran away. Many sahaba ran away, such was the confusion. Such was the condition. We cannot pass judgment. Allah has already forgiven them. But imagine, they ran away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was hurt. His shoulder was injured. His Mubarak tooth became shaheed. He fell unconscious. All this ostensibly resulted from the fact that Sahaba had abandoned him. They were that Jamaat that loved him so much that they would address him, Nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina. May our parents be sacrificed upon you. That is how they would address him. Now when the battle is over, they are returning back. What is in their hearts? Regret. Fear. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu is going to scold us. He's going to admonish us. We abandon the Nabi of Allah. What will happen to us? What will happen to our dunya? What will happen to our akhirat? Imagine what was going through the minds of Sahaba as they are returning back. Allahu Akbar, may all our lives be sacrificed. Like I said, this was an occasion. What is wrong with you? How could you have done that? That is what this occasion demanded. Yet, Uswatun Hasana. Innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. Muhammadur Rasulullah says, welcome my Sahaba, welcome, welcome, welcome. He smiled at them and he welcomed them. No question, no scolding, no retribution. Fabima, on this occasion Allah reveals this verse. Oh my Nabi, it is a manifestation of a great mercy of Allah that you were soft towards them. That you did not admonish them, that you did not rebuke them. And then Allah goes on, what does the Quran say? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. Oh my Nabi, if it was the other way around, if you were such that you had harshness in your speech, فَضًّا, if you were such that you would scold and rebuke like you and I today think we are protecting deen by doing that, if you were harsh in your speech, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, if you were hard-hearted, intolerant, rigid, then what would have happened? Quran, Allahu Akbar, Allah doesn't say Sahaba would have abandoned you. Allah doesn't say they would have left you. What does Allah say? Lan faddu min hawlik. Infidad. What is this? This doesn't just mean running away. This means running away without even looking back. And the lamb in front, Allah says, definitely they would have all have abandoned you. They would have run away from you. Who is Allah speaking about? One hand, the muallim is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The students are who? The students are who? Understand these students in the light of Quran. Understand these students in the light of Quran. Who are these students? Muhammadur Rasulullah. والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا الله أكبر. Quran makes a da'wah. What is the da'wah? What is the claim? Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Nabi of Allah. What is the proof? Whenever you make a claim, you need, when you make a dalil, when you make a da'wah, a claim, you need dalil, proof. Quran has made a claim, Muhammad is Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the proof? What is the proof that Quran gives? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ That it is a proof that this is my Nabi when you look at the type of companions he has. Because it is impossible that anyone else besides a Nabi could have had a companions like this. This is the proof of his nubuwwat that Quran gives. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ How are they? أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ How are they? رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ They are lenient towards one another. Have mercy for one another. How are they? تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا When you look at them, you will see some in ruku, some in sajda. How are they? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا Ikhlas is such a sensitive thing. No one can claim that I am mukhlis. Up till you die, you can't claim that you are mukhlis. Yet when it comes to Sahaba, Allah bears witness that they are mukhlis. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا Elsewhere in the Quran, how are they? يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا Sahaba are such that they give preference to others even though they are hungry. How are they? تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ They separate their bodies from their beds at night. How are they? كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ They sleep very little at night. How are they? وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ At the time of Sahri, you will see them in istighfar, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are they? لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Oh my beloved, Allah is already happy with your sahaba. إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ Verse upon verse, Quran is giving testimony to the maqam and status that the earth will never see after Anbiya a jamaat like the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such students. Yet what is Quran telling us? That, oh my Nabi, if your speech was harsh, if your speech was harsh, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I mentioned in the beginning. My Nabi said, Inna Allah rafiq. Allah is soft natured. This is literal translation. Allah is free of human emotions. Allah is free of coming and going, space and time. Allah is above all this. This is just for our understanding, literal translation. Allah is soft-natured. يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقِ Allah loves soft-naturedness. وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى مَا سِوَى وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ وَمَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى مَا سِوَى My Nabi said, this is the key to Allah's khazana. This is the key to Allah's treasure. You want Allah's treasure? You want Allah's rahmat? You want Allah's fazl? You want Allah's virtue? My Nabi has given you the key. What is the key to the khazana? Everybody is looking for the chawi to the khazana. Sometimes we're chasing some dunya chawi. This is the key to the khazana of Allah, to Allah's treasures. My Nabi said, become soft-natured and Allah will give you what He does not give on hard-heartedness. And He does not give on anything else like how Allah gives on soft-naturedness. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا Now the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Allah loves a person, then Allah gives him soft-naturedness in his nature. Allah makes this his quality when Allah loves a person. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَا مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يُحْرَمُونَ الرِّفْقِ إِلَّا قَدْ حُرِمُوا He said, that household, today, there is fires burning in our home. Husband is fighting with wife. parents are fighting with children. Behind this, to a very large extent, is this harshness, is this arrogance, is this hard-heartedness. Is like we say in Urdu, this tezi of nazar, zaban ke shiddat, dil ke shiddat. This hardness is breaking our homes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah decides good for a family, then Allah introduces soft-naturedness in that family. And he said, that family that is deprived of that, hurimu, is deprived. He said, Ya Aisha, he addressed Aisha radiallahu anha directly. Ya Aisha, urfuqi. Aisha becomes soft-natured. Becomes soft-natured. Why? Ma min ahli baytin, there is no family that Allah decides good for them, but Allah gives them rift and soft-naturedness. Ajeeb hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when rift and soft-naturedness enters into any person, zanahu, it beautifies him. It beautifies him. And hard-heartedness makes him ugly. Hard-heartedness, no one will want to come near you. Innama tahrumun nar ala kulli hayyinin layyinin qareebin sahlin. Allahu Akbar. What did my Nabi say? Allah has made Jahannam haram upon every person that is soft-natured. If you are soft-natured and approachable, people don't want to run away from you. They feel that they can go close to you. They can love you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah will make Jahannam haram upon you. Soft-naturedness enters a person, it beautifies him. Hard-heartedness makes him ugly, makes him unappealing. In fact, there is one saying, لَوْ كَانَ الرِّفْقُ خَلْقًا لَمَا رَأَ النَّاسُ خَلْقًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ. That if soft-naturedness had a shape or a form, if soft-naturedness had a shape or a form, then humanity would not have seen anything more beautiful than it. It would have been more beautiful than even the hurs of Jannat. وَلَوْ كَانَ الْعُنْفُ خَلْقًا. Hard-heartedness, if it had a shape or a form, لَمَا رَأَ النَّاسُ خَلْقًا أَبْغَضَ مِنْهُ. Then humanity would not have seen anything more ugly than that, uglier than shaitan also. There's one latifa mentioned about Imam Ismail rahimahullah. Great scholar of Islam. He excelled in the field of linguistics. Great service to the Quran he did. But Allah made it such that he was afar. In no way could you regard him as somebody who is eye candy. In other words, Allah made him such. By appearance, he looked very ugly. Allah made him such. He was ugly in appearance. He says, in my entire life, I was never deceived by anybody except one day. He says, one day I went in the marketplace and there was a beautiful young girl. My gaze fell on her by chance. She started making ishara, follow me, follow me. He says, I thought in my heart, is it even possible that such a beautiful woman has become ashik on me? So he says, my curiosity was piqued. I started following her. She went this way and that way in the bazaar till she came to the shop of an impressionist, what we call musawwir in Arabic. She pointed to the shop and she ran away. He says, I'm wondering what is going on now. So I went to the owner of the shop and I said, what happened just now? This girl made me follow her till I came to your shop. What's going on? He said, yesterday this girl came by me and she told me, make me an impression of shaitan. So I told her that I don't even know what shaitan looks like. How am I going to make an impression of shaitan? She says, no, don't worry, I'll bring you an example. This is a latifa, but coming back to that saying, لَوْ كَانَ الْعُنْفُ خَلْقًا. If Allah had given hard-heartedness a shape or form, لَمَا رَأَ النَّاسُ خَلْقًا أَبْغَضَ مِنْهُ. Humanity would not have seen anything more ugly than that. Worse than shaitan would have been the form of hard-heartedness. Our homes are breaking. Our societies are breaking. Instead of becoming ambassadors to Islam, we are chasing people away from deen. Our deen, the mizaj and temperament of our deen is soft-naturedness. Teacher like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Students like Sahaba, and what does Quran say? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. My Nabi, if your speech was harsh, If you were hard-hearted, Sahaba would have ran away from you without even looking back. They would have abandoned you. This is Quran. And then what does Allah say? Ajib, mizaj of Shariat. Forgive, be tolerant, overlook, soft-naturedness, sattari, conceal. Conceal, fa'fu anhum. On the occasion of Uhud, what does Allah say? Commands Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have already forgiven them, but never mind, my Nabi, forgive them, fa'fu anhum. Forgive them. Not only must you forgive them, look at the shan of Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. What does Allah say? Wastaghfir lahum. Oh my Nabi, you forgive them and you make dua to me to forgive them also. You forgive them. This is literal translation. Allahu Akbar. What a jamaat this was. And yet Allah says, لَنْ فَدُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. There is no room in the akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak. Multitudes of incidents. Person is urinating in the masjid. Sahaba took swords out. What did my Nabi do? He spoke to him softly. He told them, just clean the urine. Where is that today amongst us? Maiz Aslami, radiallahu anhu, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, zanait. Ya Rasulullah, I committed zina. The mujrim is admitting his guna. What is the reaction? Ma zanaita, you didn't make zina. La'allaka qabbalta, maybe you just kissed her. Or maybe you just touched her. One riwayat, it comes 4 days in a row he came. 4 days in a row he came to admit his sin. Each time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make istighfar. No. Didn't want to even listen. The more popular riwayat, from 4 directions he came. My Nabi is making excuse. No, it's not zina. Maybe you did something else. He says, no, Ya Rasulullah, it was zina. Tahirni. Purify me. Allahu Akbar. After he had admitted it 4 times, and now the khad of Allah is established, what does my Nabi do? Abihi Junoon, he asked the people, is it possible that he is mental? He's gone off his head. Wallah, if even one sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, he's majnoon, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have let him go. When they said, no, Ya Rasulullah, he's not majnoon. Abihi Sakran, perhaps he is intoxicated. Then too they said, Ya Rasulullah, no. Finally, only when it was completely established. Maiz Aslami radiallahu anhu, first he went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr told him, Allah concealed you, make tawbah. Don't reveal your sin. He went to Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu told him the same thing. Finally, he went to Hazzal, who was an Ansari sahabi. Hazzal took him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the Rajam, the had of zina, was established. After this entire incident, may all our lives be sacrificed upon the mercy and compassion of our noble master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to become the ambassadors of Islam. We want to make this deen such that it is attractive and beautiful. We want muhabbat in our homes. We want our relationships to be established. Come off these high horses. Our deen is not based on hard-heartedness. Our deen is not based on harshness. Our deen is not based on intolerance. Our deen is to conceal the faults of one another. Is to make things easy for one another. This is not compromise of Shariat. This is Ain Shariat. To make this deen appealing. We have Uswaya Hasana. We have the beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even after the Rajam, what does he say to Hazzal? Ya Hazzal! Lo kunta satartahu bi thawbik. Kana ahsana mimma sanat. If only you had concealed him when he came.